USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the presidential election remains in question, one thing is clear. The polls were again completely wrong. Pollster Lee Carter, president of Maslansky and Partners, tells Fox News the undecided voter is hard to calculate.
What I would call the unexcited voter. The unexcited voter was somebody who was just not terribly enthused about their candidate, but they were doing it because of an issue that maybe was important to them, but they could still be peeled off. Donald Trump, I believe, was able to peel off some of those folks in the end because Joe Biden, we saw this in the polls all along, only 30% of people who are voting for Joe Biden were voting for him because of his policies and what he was going to do. Okay. Most people who are voting for Joe Biden were voting against Donald Trump.
The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in three states claiming voter irregularities and last-minute rule changes. Thursday night football tonight, the Packers travel to the 49ers, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.